Welcome. In this lesson, I'll show you how to shape a Dougal style, blissful padded lift in Ableton Live 12 for anthemic drum and bass moments. We'll use only Live stock devices, Waveedable, Chorus Ensemble, Hybrid Reverb, Auto Filter, Compressor, Saturator, EQ8, Utility, plus Basic Automation. The goal is a polished, lush 4-bar lift at around 174 BPM that sits above the drums and pushes energy into your drop without cluttering the mix. First, what you'll build. You'll make a layered Waveedable patch with slow attack and rich unison. Then create a 4-bar lift that opens via filter cutoff and reverb send, includes a subtle pitch rise, and uses controlled stereo width and a gentle sidechain to make space for kick and snare. You'll finish with a reusable instrument rack map to useful macros for quick tweaking. Setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM and create a new live set. Add at least one MIDI track for the pad, a returner with hybrid reverb, an optional return B for delay, and a kicker drum bus to use as a sidechain reference. Building the core pad sound. Insert Waveedable on your MIDI track and initialize the patch. For oscillator 1, pick a bright Waveedable, something sawish like analog BD or a similar position. Set unison to 4 voices and to tune lightly, around 0.06 to 0.10, listening for a musical spread. If it gets too aggressive, pull down OSC 1 level. Enable oscillator 2 and choose a slightly darker wave, maybe PWM or a rounded saw. Experiment with transposing OSC 2 down a seventh to an octave for low harmonic body, or up a few semitones for thicker upper harmonics. Use low unison there, 2 voices, and keep the tune modest. Turn on the sub oscillator only if you need extra low end, but keep its level subtle so it doesn't clash with your bass. For the filter, choose a 24 dB Lopez and start cutoff around 800 to 1200 Hz. Set slow filter envelope attack, roughly 6 to 900 milliseconds, medium decay, moderate sustain, and a release between about 1.2 and 2.5 seconds. For the amp envelope, use a slower attack, around 250 to 450 milliseconds, and a release of 1.5 to 2 seconds. These slow attack values give the pad that blissful bloom. Add movement inside Waveedable. Use an LFO at a slow rate, between 0.05 and 0.5 Hz, and route a small amount to the Waveedable position or filter cutoff for gentle evolving timbre. Optionally modulate a tiny unison detune with another slow LFO for shimmer. Layering and stereo. Duplicate the Waveedable track. On the duplicate, transpose it up by 7 or 12 semitones as a harmony layer, or down an octave for a sublayer. Pan the duplicate slightly left and the original slightly right, about 10 degrees each way, to get instant stereo spread. Group both Waveedable instruments into an instrument rack and map useful controls to macros. Map OSC 1 coarse transpose, filter cutoff, reverb send, and unison to tune to the first 4 macros. That makes performance and automation much easier. Effects chain on the rack. After the instrument rack, add chorus ensemble with a slow rate and moderate amount, around 30 to 40%, and a wet setting between 50 and 70% for lushness. Add a saturator with a low drive, 1 to 3 decibels, using a warm or analog clip mode for gentle harmonic reinforcement. Follow with a EQ8. High pass the pad around 80 to 120 Hz to protect the bass. Add a small presence boost between 2 and 5 kHz if needed, and notch any problematic mids. Optionally, add a gentle compressor, 2 to 1 ratio, attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 200 to 400 milliseconds, if you want the pad level more consistent. Return and reverb. Create returner with hybrid reverb. Set a big size and decay between 4 and 8 seconds for anthem ambience. Use a small predelay, 20 to 40 milliseconds, so the pad stays up front before the wash. High cutter roll off the low end inside the reverb, so the tail won't muddy the bass. Map the racks, reverb send to a macro so you can increase the wash during the lift. Automation for the lift. Create a 4-bar MIDI clip with sustained chords. A simple progression like IV Roman 6 Roman 4 works well, or try lush voicings with sevenths and ninths. Automate filter cutoff across the 4 bars. Start low, roughly 200 to 600 Hz, and open to around 6 to 8 kHz by the end. Draw a smooth curve to emulate swelling air. Automate the reverb send macro from about 10% up to 40 or 50% over those 4 bars, and automate a subtle pitch lift by mapping coarse transpose or a macro to pitch. A rise of 2 to 4 semitones is tasteful for this vibe. Between 2 and 6 semitones is usable, but be careful not to go out of key. You can also use a MIDI pitch bend envelope if you prefer more nuanced motion. Stereo width and sidechain. Insert utility after EQ and automate width from about 90% up to around 120% to create a widening sensation. Use a compressor after utility for gentle sidechaining. Enable sidechain from your kick bus, set a ratio around 3:1, very fast attack, and a short release so the pad ducks slightly with each kick or snare hit, just enough to keep clarity for the drop. Final balance. Use EQ8 to tame any low mid buildup and consider a subtle glue compressor on the group if you're stacking multiple pad layers. Test the pad against your drums and bass and tweak attack, release, pre-delay, and send amount until the lift breathes but doesn't muddy the drop. When you're happy, you can freeze and flatten or resample the lifted pad to audio for further creative processing. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't use too short an attack. A pad with fast attack becomes percussive instead of blooming. Don't overdo reverb or forget to high-pass the reverb return. Too much reverb or no roll-off will push the pad behind the mix and muddy the lows. Excessive unison voices and detune can create facey mush and spike CPU. Avoid large pitch shifts that aren't harmonically planned. And don't over-sidechain the pad. If it ducks too aggressively, it loses the emotional presence you're trying to build. Pro tips. Map core lift controls. Filter cutoff, pitch transpose, reverb send, and stereo width to 4 macros so you can perform or record a single automation lane. Small pre-delay on reverb keeps the pad forward while giving an expansive tail. Use open chord voicings. Spread notes across octaves and avoid close stacking in the low octave. Once your automation is solid, resample the 4-bar lift and run light saturation or tape emulation on the audio for glue and to avoid phasing when you layer. Automate unison to tune subtly during the lift for extra shimmer, and for extra stereo movement, use slightly different LFO phases on the left and right layers. Mini practice exercise. Create a 4-bar pad lift at 174 BPM. Use wavy-dable with 4-voice unison and an attack around 350 milliseconds. Build a simple I-Roman 6 progression with sustained triads and a 7th. Automate filter cutoff from 400 Hz to 6 kHz, reverb, send from 10 to 45%, and transpose from 0 to plus 3 semitones across the 4 bars. Add subtle sidechain to your kick bus. Render the 4 bars to audio and compare before and after saturation and EQ. Recap, the key ingredients are slow attack envelopes for bloom, tasteful unison detune for width, and smooth automation of filter cutoff, reverb send, and a subtle pitch rise to carry emotion into the drop. Map the main controls to macros for fast performance and recall, and always high pass the pad and reverb low end to keep space for bass and drums. A few final coach notes. Think breath and motion more than aggressive design. Small, well-chosen changes usually work better than extreme processing. Set a reference mix level for your drums and bass before you dial the pad, and solo the pad only to set envelopes and timbre, then tweak in context. Plan macro ranges so a single fader creates musical results. For example, limit the pitch macro to 0 to plus 4 semitones if that's your default. Use arrangement automation for one-off lifts, and mapped macro automation if you want to reuse the same lift. Keep low voicing sparse, place richer extensions higher up, and resample the lift for creative, destructive processing once you're happy. That's it. Take this as a checklist while you build. Small, musical choices made consistently will give your Dougal-style pad lift the emotional impact you want.